when we come to the evening prayer, so in Arvit, we said that Arvit corresponds to the Galut. Arvit, the evening prayer, corresponds to the nighttime, the time that God is, so to speak, placed us in the dark. And our sages said that at night, firstly, the Jerusalem Talmud says we should ask Hashem, just as you took me out to light, so too now you should take me out from darkness to light. I should make it to see a new day. Secondly, our sages instituted that we mention Midat Yom Belaila. We mention God's power over the day, that God controls day and night. We mention God's control over the day by nighttime. So in Ma'ariv, we say God is Golel O Mipnei Choshech V'Choshech Mipnei O. God rolls out the darkness from the light and the light from the darkness. God's in control of both. And when we approach the evening prayer, we start speaking about the gates of heaven. We say God is Bechokhmah Poteach Sharim. With wisdom, He opens the gates. And one understanding as far as these gates is that, so to speak, God closes the world at night, shuts the light, so to speak. God puts the world to sleep, but He opens the gates. It's like the king that at nighttime He opens the gates and says, now my friends could come in. I finished my business, now my friends can come in. By the same token, God's opening the gates and we're approaching Him with our evening prayer. We say, so to speak, God, you closed up shop, it's nighttime, but you still open the gates and let us approach you with prayer.